Hei, kia ora rā, te iwi e hakorongo mai nei, e whaitaringa mai nei ki tō tātou reo iriringi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukou mawhitu, ira tahi te iarere. Ai, i rungi tawa ia kōrero ko Carissa Francisca, ki te kōrero e pāneki tēnei o ngā mā wewi mō te mō ngā kanohi, engari he rongoa hoki no reira me tāria ke tātou. Ki aia, tēnā koe, Carissa.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us in and have a little bit of a kōrero. I'm still at times trying to pronounce this word. Are you able to pronounce it for us?
Yes, it's quite a little known disease. It's keratoconus, and it basically means, yeah. So it's a Greek word for basically a disease that affects the cornea of the eye. So the cornea is the front surface of the eye. And what happens in this disease is that it tends to almost to the point of tearing as the disease worsens. And it affects patients usually in their teenage years and then worsens as they grow older and can get quite severe in the patient's 20s and 30s. And when it gets really bad at, to the point where it's tearing, then a patient needs a corneal transplant.
Mm. Okay then, and so as I understand, there has been some eye drops that have been created so that this might prevent surgery to fix this. There may be an eye drop that will be the solution.
Yes, and that's what we're working on. So scientists at the University of Auckland, my colleagues had developed this some years ago and were able to commercialize this technology through uni services, which is the technology transfer and research development arm of the university. And this year, they were able to get funding from a VC firm, this is Bridgewest Ventures, to support the development of this product. So what we're working on now is commercial formulation and then testing the drops in human patients and hoping that they will work the way they have been shown to work in the lab. So that's our focus at the moment with the company. Our company is called Theanova.
Yeah, and talking about Theanova, are you able to share a little bit more about the establishment of Theanova and how that came about?
Yes, so earlier this year, Bridgewest Ventures came in with funding as well as a grant from Callaghan Innovation to support the further development of this research into a drug and into this company. So Theanova was formed just a couple of months ago, and I came in as CEO to help to drive this development further. So the eye drops that we're developing, what they will result in is getting the cells in the cornea to produce a certain type of collagen that's very specific so that it strengthens the cornea and then prevents the need for further surgery. What happens in the disease is that the collagen breaks down, and this is why the cornea becomes weak and thins out and bulges out into a cone shape. And what we're trying to do with the eye drops is to strengthen the cornea by getting the cells themselves to produce more collagen and strengthen it.
Yeah, and this is a very important one. We've seen it happening in some of our families over the years, but having to go through surgery always seems to put in the mind of some of our whānau that they don't want to go ahead. So this groundbreaking solution, it could be very much the thing that helps us out. It's something that we really need.
Exactly. So while there is minimally invasive procedures to address this problem, it is very expensive and not fully reimbursed. So many patients have no choice. They have to just go on a list waiting for a corneal transplant. Those who can afford it go through it, but it's not a complete fix. It just halts the disease from progressing further. It doesn't necessarily completely restore vision. So there is no cure, basically, for this disease. And where we are concerned, we are hoping that what we're developing will help to address that to some degree, but we have to wait and see, obviously, with the clinical trial.
And so there has been that work in the laboratory, and as you have said, it has worked so far. Now with the extra funding, you'll be able to go out there and see if we can get some out there who are currently impeded by this keratoconus.
The cornus is because the cornea becomes conically shaped. Normally, it's like a disc that's somewhat flat, like a flattened disc. But with keratoconus, the cornea bulges out into a cone shape. So this is the reason it's called keratoconus. And it's fairly common in New Zealand as well. A study was done earlier, published earlier this year, that showed that there were almost 2,000 cases seen over the last couple of years. And it is a disease, unfortunately, that does disproportionately impact Maori and Pacifica peoples. It also disproportionately impacts patients of Asian descent. So with that in mind, especially when New Zealand is concerned, it's quite an important disease, but sadly lesser known and recognized. So in addition to developing our product, we're also hoping to shine a bit more light on the disease itself and alert people to its existence.
Mm. And now with the extra support, the funding support and the establishment of Theonova, how has it gone so far with getting people who are willing to test the eye drops?
That's still something we're waiting to see. The study hasn't started yet, so we're hoping that it will not be too difficult to find folks who are willing and interested in participating. This does depend, of course, on those who are actually diagnosed in order to participate, so those who would be eligible. And usually they go to their optometrist and they are screened, and then that once they are referred to a specialist, the ophthalmologist, it's at that point that they are properly diagnosed as having the disease.
Mm.
So we will need the help of the optometrist and the ophthalmologist to identify patients who would be eligible to participate.
Exactly. And you did say that currently there is no cure for it. So hopefully those ones would be willing to try it. It is a lot cheaper, and it is also a simple eye drop rather than going in under the knife, as some would say, another way to say surgery. But any final kōrero that you would like to share with our listeners up here is, it is likely that we have some listeners here who could be potentially be interested in coming this and already been identified as eligible for this new study of yours.
Yes, that's definitely possible. It's actually, I'd like to share that today is World Keratoconus Day, the 10th of November. So it's very timely that we're having this kōrero today. And I would say that those who are interested, if you go to theonova.com, there is a form that you can fill in to express your interest, not necessarily for the trial, but just if you'd like to keep stay in the loop and keep updated about what we are doing and the work that we will continue to do on this product.
Mm. Really appreciate you joining us today to share this kōrero, and all the best with Theonova, all the research, and hopefully we can reach our goals and find a solution within the eye drop rather than having to go to surgery. So appreciate all this kōrero, and all the best for the rest of your day, Carissa.
Thank you so much, Joel. Really appreciate you having me.
Ko Carissa Fonseca tērā, te CEO o Theonova, ai ko tētahi o ngā Pākihi hou ki te haka haere wēne o ngā rangahau, kia haka mahia tētahi rongoā he eye drop ne, kia kawai haere ki te hohi pera mō te surgery, kia haka tika i wēne o ngā tūmoma māwiwi mō mātou a kanuhi. Nō reira koia rā tētahi o ngā tino kaupapa i tēnei wā e te whānau, kia kite ai i te atāhua o tō tātou ao. Nō reire e te whānau mautoni mai ki tō tātou reo iriringi o te hiko te ika. Iwa tukou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere.